wind blowing in my face and the sun's burning down my back. A blues chasing me up and down this godforsaken path. See the light shining up ahead, that old familiar road. I can't make it through to the other side with such a heavy load. I try, try, try.
Folks, live in studio, Dion Taylor with her axeman, Sean, are about to cut loose and bring it, really. I got nothing else to say other than this is Dion Taylor.
I ain't singing for no devil, I ain't singing for no God, I ain't striving towards no heaven, it's all just a big facade. My life is a testimony, if you're willing to see, love is beyond you and me. I ain't singing for no devil, I ain't singing for no God, I ain't striving towards no heaven, it's all just a big facade. My life is a testimony, if you're willing to see, love is beyond you and me. I said love is beyond you and me. Hey. Ooh, you're preaching and teaching about what's wrong and what is right. You're killing dreams in the name of the Lord, saying it's a holy fight. The meaning of life is to show love as you would like to be loved. I realize that love is here. It does not come from above. No, I ain't living for no devil. I ain't living for no God. I ain't striving towards no heaven. It's all just a big facade. My life is a testimony. If you're willing to see, love is beyond you and me. I said love is beyond you and me. Hey, 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 hey. No devil, I ain't singing for no God, I ain't striving towards no heaven, it's all just a big facade. My life is a testimony, if you're willing to see, love is beyond. beyond you and me. The world is not black and white, it's many shades of gray. Stop judging one another on how they live, how they pray. In this life we gotta show love as you would like to be loved. I realize when love has conditions, cannot come from above. I ain't singing for no devil, I ain't singing for no God, I ain't striving towards no heaven, it's all just a big facade. My life is a testimony, if you're willing to see, love is beyond you and me. I said love is beyond you and me, love is beyond you and me. I said love is beyond you and me. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Why don't you just start, you know, right out of the gate? You should have been more subtle. You started.
I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm running out of time here.
So, can I mean, I'm going to put words in your mouth because that's what people in broadcasting do. Is that your coming out song?
Coming out of what?
I don't know. Like, I kind of pegged you as, like, the gospel chick, right? And is that, like, okay, I want to get, just let me get up in your grill about something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, up in my grill, actually. Is that because I'm racist?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to put your words in your mouth.
You grew up in the gospel church. You led the gospel choir, whatever,
at
10.
I did.
You're a black girl with a killer voice, and you've done gospel gigs.
Yeah.
You hung out with the Faith Chorale and whatever the choir director's name is there. I can't remember her name. Sharon.
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 Yeah.
So I was putting some pieces of the puzzle together.
Mm-hmm. That's you, though.
I know.
You never took the time to actually speak to me. And anyone who actually knows me knows that this is an exact representation and a true representation of who I am.
So just recently we had a philosopher on our show who's one of the most noted philosophers around. And Caputo is his last name, which reminds me of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Ooh, the mustache.
Yeah. Oh, what a... Okay, I'm going to turn the mics off for
so
a second.
Filthy.
So anyway, so he said that he's been a big fan of another guy whose name I can't remember right now, Meister, Air Meister, Burger Meister or something from Rudolph. Okay. And the phrase is, love is.
Yes.
So that's actually from him, and what he's saying is that it's not unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is.
Exactly.
Because to put all these adjectives on love, it's not cool. That's not what love is. Love is just love.
Love just is love, exactly. And that's the whole point of this record. And that's the journey that I'm on right now, which is just spreading love. And sometimes with religion and with, you know, sexuality and all types of food choices, you know, all these things, people want to sort of put these labels on them, and it's not about love. Love just is. I should just love you because you're just a nice person.
But what if I'm not a nice person?
But it doesn't matter. It should be about love.
Okay.
Just because you're a person, I'm a human being. We're all energy. We're all balls of energy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good energy, bad energy, positive energy, negative energy. There's no religion that's labeled on there, I think, anyway. There shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just searching, man. I'm searching. I don't have any answers.
Have you felt the stink eye from people?
A few.
Yeah?
Yeah. But you know what? When I wrote the song, I actually was scared to death because it kind of came out of my pen and I was like, oh my God, where did that come from? And I showed it to my manager and he basically said, who wrote that? And I said, I did. And he's like, that's amazing. That's what you should be singing. And that's what you should be talking about. And I said, well, this is not what I'm used to. And this isn't how I was raised. And he's like, but it's not about that. It's the message, which is about love. And that's really what you're on this earth to do, is to spread love.
Well, let's spread something. Let's do another song.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
This song is about the everlasting search for the truth. It's called Beer and a Bible.
Why are we not friends?
You know that the Bible is called, what, the gospel truth?
Uh-huh.
and beer is the truth serum.
Uh-huh.
So this song is about.
Can I tell you one of the best conversations I've ever had was with two of the world's leading witches in Glastonbury, UK, inside a 15th century pub, old pub.
Yeah.
We're drinking cask ales. Both of them have their PhDs. So here's two witches with PhDs and me pounding down like iced tea beer, like a cask ales, not carbonated, right? Just beautiful stuff,
wow.
Right? It was a long, long, fantastic conversation about everything. It was so light, but L-I-G-H-T, you know?
Yep.
So in other words, amen?
Amen.
Amen, sister?
Amen.
Deon Taylor, Axeman Sean, live in the Drew Marshall Show.
Sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. When I was just a young prairie girl, the answers were so easy to find. As long as I prayed and followed the good book, I'd be blessed with peace of mind. Sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. Later on, you know, I questioned my faith. The battle started deep down in my core. I found a different truth, ooh, inside that little bottle. Things weren't black and white anymore. Sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. Drink my way through. But when I see that light shining right through the darkness, I know exactly what to do. Sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't and I don't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. You know, sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't and I don't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again. With a beer and a Bible in my hand.
Deon Taylor, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Tambourine.
Yep. Even the tambourine makes me think gospel. Come on.
I am spreading the gospel. I am spreading the gospel.
Like, it's not like you look like a Salvation Army girl. Know what I'm saying?
I know.
Sean, dude,
does, though.
I'm telling you, man. So, you know, quite oftentimes people will bring an axe man in, and not often do we see an axe woman. Just thought I'd say that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very few that have come in and busted a move like you have.
Thank you.
You're actually pretty stinking okay.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And
yeah.
Smart, too.
No, he isn't.
Yep. He's not just a pretty face.
It's simmer
tea. With that beard.
You can't see him because he's on radio, folks, but he is also a member of the well-known Canadian ZZ Top cover band called Gillette.
And also he's a Grizzly Adams stunt double.
Yeah.
Now you just call him fat. Nice. Way
no,
to go.
I did it.
I was the bear, but...
All right, I want to keep going with a bit of your story here, Dion.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you mind?
I don't. Please.
In trying times, personal faith and beliefs are constantly being challenged. Mm-hmm. The injustice we are confronted with in the world on a daily basis, temptation, resist, death, grandma's hands. Oh, can I just tell you, Livingston Taylor, mm-hmm. James Taylor's brother, mm-hmm. does a fantastic rendition of Grandma's Hands.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
So good, yeah. Love, Leave Me Alone. Why do you have Love and Leave Me Alone in the same? Come on. I know people like you. Freedom, Born Free, Potential Love, Man, Higher Ground, and Acceptance, Beer in a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a narrative of trial and faith told through a passionate blend of fiery gospel vocals with sounds from the Delta Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Influences, you know, that's a typical interview question for musos. So, who influences you?
Faith Corral.
Jimmy Swaggart.
Jimmy Swaggart. That name has not been mentioned on this
I
show.
I know
for
you
so
know who
years.
He is, right? So, being a prairie girl.
I have sinned.
I grew up on Jimmy Swaggart's music. If you check, you know that he's like cousins with Jerry Lee Lewis, right?
I do.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, he could play.
Which means they both share the same wife.
Oh, too soon. Keep it in the family, right? Oh, man.
Hey, can we get back on track
Let's
here?
Let's get on track, people. So, I grew up listening to that type of music. So, Southern Gospel, Amy Grant.
Yep.
Did
you listen to her interview on the show?
I did not. Yeah. But I was just in Nashville, uh-huh. and I saw her husband's band, the Time Jumpers.
Pretty good?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you know Diana Krall has got a little country album?
No.
I know.
Diana Krall?
Thank you very much.
Really?
Yep. Just
Why
thought
not?
I'd throw that
yeah.
one out. I tried to find Amy and Vince's house.
Yeah.
Because I went out to Leaper's Fork and drove around, and I actually called a realtor. Sorry, I'm changing gears here.
That's okay.
I called a realtor and pretended I was representing a millionaire from Toronto, and I was looking for places between $2.6 and $4.2 million.
Yeah.
Dollars. If you could just point out some to me, that would be great. And don't worry, I'll just drive by and see if I like them or not. That's a great way to get a tour of the nice fancy places.
Sure, right.
That's how I found the Judds.
Get out.
Yeah.
And did you talk to them?
Yeah, they've been on the show a couple times. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm not an idiot.
I'm a
sleuth.
Look at you.
They also have the Dukes of Hazzard card, the general store in Leaper's Fork. Anyway, so Nashville, Jerry
Gospel.
Lewis, Southern Gospel. Jerry Lee Lewis, not Jerry Lewis. What was that? Now we're back to Pentecostal tongues. See? Tambourines and tongues. Dude, that's a name for
a
song.
That's a good title.
Tambourines
Can I take
and
it?
Tongues.
I'll give you half.
Boom.
Tambourines and tongues.
Yeah.
Love
that's
it.
Good.
Thank you.
I
could lead you down a whole different road.
I know. I was like, well, since we're already on that road, we might as well just keep going, right? The road that leads to everywhere,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So Southern Gospel, and that's the type of music that we played at my church as
right,
well, which
right.
is a lot of choruses and very spirited and tambourines and organs and, you know, jumping up and down and speaking in tongues and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah.
But for a long time, I wanted to run away from that type of music because I just felt like it wasn't really me. And then I just started to embrace it a little bit more. And I'm finding that I'm coming up with a brand new sound that's new for me, at least. And people seem to really dig it. So
oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep going on this path.
You know who else has kind of captured a good little gospel vibe and yet isn't a raving evangelical lunatic by any stretch of the imagination? Is Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar.
Ah, yes.
Right?
Yes.
They got a good little vibe
totally,
going.
Totally, yeah. Totally. No, there's a few of us who, you know, I like to think that we're recovering Christians.
Yeah.
And we're all, you know, we're just because we're not on the straight and narrow doesn't mean that we're not on the right path. So
Sam's a prairie girl, too, just like you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Sean, did you say you were a prairie girl, just like...
just like Sam?
Just like... No, well, yeah.
The prairie blues. That is what this music is called.
Da-na-na-na. Tractor ran over my foot. Da-na-na-na. I'm all covered in soot. Okay. The website is DeonTaylor.com, DeonTaylor.com. And the little EP we've been talking about, It Ain't So Little, Born Free, 7 sweet tracks on Deon Taylor's Born Free. The tracks are Love Is, Leave Me Alone, Resist, Grandma's Hands. Okay, so just those top three. Love Is, Leave Me Alone, and Resist. Mm. We need to talk about your love life with those three song titles right there.
What do you want to know?
Well, Born Free, Higher Ground, Beer and a Bible. That might explain the rest of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Deon Taylor, Born Free, well produced. Who put this together?
My wonderful, wonderful husband, producer, Sandy Maman.
Yeah.
He produced this record, so yeah.
He's got some skill.
He's got some mad skills, boy.
Yeah.
Yo, whoop, whoop. Sorry.
Can we get a...
Speaking of tongues again.
Or we need to call 911.
No, call 119. It's not that big of an emergency.
I don't get it. 119. Stop it. When you were growing up, with all the music in your life and your whatever, like, did you see yourself in the movie The Bodyguard? Is that the vision you had for yourself?
No, I actually, oh my God, you're so funny. No, I wanted to be an opera singer, believe it or not. I kind of envisioned, you know, traveling on these giant jets and wearing giant wigs and makeup and having the big boobs and being Jesse Norman. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. And
you could have just married Jim Baker.
Yes, I could have.
That was his name, but wasn't it? Jim and Tammy?
Is that,
Tammy?
Oh, that's the other one, Tammy Faye.
Tammy
Faye.
Right. Big hair.
Big eyes. Yep. Lots of mascara.
Winona Judd told me, this is the phrase. So when your hair's that big, it's Jack to Jesus.
Oh.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Nice. So that's what I wanted to do, but
you and I, we
life
could have,
is funny.
We could talk about one subject for 7 hours and actually not talk about the subject.
Exactly. That's a skill, though.
It is.
It's a mad skill.
It's also a disease.
It is.
Did you want to do anything else? Like, what if your vocal cords went? What if you developed nodules and you had to have surgery and you couldn't sing anymore?
Oh, that would suck, but I would still, I'd still write music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, I play the piano and I play the organ and I'd probably learn another instrument like guitar or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the music is in me, so whether I'm singing or not, it's going to get out there.
Yeah. Well, I got the music in me.
I got the music in me. I don't know.
It's one of those songs.
You bring it out in me, man. I don't know what it is. You just bring it out.
You're like Tom Cruise when he scored that contract. He's driving in the car. Couldn't get the lyrics.
Oh, yes.
Well, shall we do another song?
Yes.
What we going to do?
This song is called Leave Me Alone.
So many ways to take this. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, turning out to be our very good friend, Deon Taylor.
And you're heading out the door, saying that you didn't love me and you won't be coming no more. I thought that was it. Picked my heart up off the floor, hoping that you didn't see me burning right down to the core. You got a new love and you're wearing her like, you're wearing her like a glove. So don't call on me when you get lonely, lonely for some love. I told you straight, you gotta get right out, gotta get right out of my life. I need to move it along and I don't wanna put up a fight. Why, oh why?
won't you leave me alone? Tell me why, oh, why won't you leave me alone? Starting all over again, and I'm all by myself. I gotta get back on my feet, pick my heart up off the shelf. I told you straight, you gotta get her right out, gotta get her right out of my life. I need to move it along, and I don't wanna put up a fight. Why, oh, why won't you leave me alone? Tell me why, oh, why won't you leave me alone? Love's a losing game, and we're all just playing parts. Kings and queens, roots, clubs and spades, crazy diamonds and broken hearts. Next time you wanna gamble, you better make sure you know the score, or you'll be left with your heart in your hands, down on the killing floor. Why, oh, why won't you leave me alone? Tell me why, oh, why won't you leave me alone? Oh. Tell me why, oh, why won't you leave me alone?
I have zero response. Zero response. You, oh man, I don't know how to recover from this stuff. First of all, your playing is just spooky.
Isn't he great?
No, he's he's spooky.
We're giving you a little taste of the tune too. We have five other people that really bring it out.
He's the guy. I mean, I really believe that our energies were brought together for a purpose.
Totally.
And it's just been such a great journey.
It was on a Sunday we met.
It was on a Sunday.
Oh, don't get all spiritual.
I know. I don't want to bring that in, but it really it felt like
don't
it.
Get spiritual now.
Don't get spiritual now. It's too late.
Don't get religious. The word gospel means truth, and this is a very personal and truthful record for Dion, one that does not attempt to preach or impose anyone's concept of truth upon listeners, but rather acknowledge that everyone has their own truth to be told and song to be sung. Sung would be the word. Born Free is Dion Taylor's truth. Having first burst onto the music scene with her Juno-nominated debut album. Gee, you're a spoiled little brat, aren't you?
Overachiever.
Good night.
I know.
Juno-nominated debut album.
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes. Taylor's career trajectory has been truly remarkable, with performance at festivals and concert theaters across the United States, Canada, and Asia for audiences that have included... Now, I'm just going to call your bluff on a couple things here. When you say that you've performed with audiences that have included the President of the United States...
Mm-hmm.
Was he driving by in the procession or something?
Like, no, it was at the White House.
Shut up.
It was. We talked about this the last time I was here, don't you remember?
Okay, let me just remind you about something.
Yeah?
Who was hosting the show the last time you were here?
Drew Marshall.
How about Melinda? Thank you very much.
You're right.
I was in L.A.
My bad.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
so
right.
This is
you're
what...
similar. So
yeah, we do look similar. Yes. Wow. Melinda, my short little Filipino sponsor child.
You are right. I apologize. Yes. So it was for Black Music Month in June, and it was for Bush and Laura Bush.
Right.
Yeah. But it was pretty surreal.
And the Queen?
Yep, twice. Two separate occasions.
I plays for the Queen on two separate occasions.
He's got that beer at the bottom going already.
Oh my God. One was for Saskatchewan Centennial because I'm from Regina.
Right.
And the other was for Canada's birthday in Ottawa.
Right.
So I got to meet her twice and it's pretty cool.
Good night.
I know.
Taylor was nominated for a Gemini. Can you tell our American listeners what a Gemini is, please?
Oh, the Gemini is like Canada. I guess it's like a Golden Globe or an America. Is that right?
Probably like a Golden Globe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Are they the TV ones?
It's the TV ones. Yeah.
So it'd be like the
Emmy.
Emmys.
Oh, yes, you're right. Sorry.
But Golden Globes include the Emmys. Emmy stuff too. TV stuff too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your rendition of Oscar Peterson's "Hymn to Freedom," which you performed alongside of Oliver Jones with at the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame Gala.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other person I know that's performed at that gala is a guy named Jacob Moon.
Okay.
And Jacob covered one of Rush's songs, "Subdivisions," looped the snot out of the thing, recorded it on a top of a theater in Hamilton, used two guitars, and nailed this thing. Even used a little tape recorder where he recorded the voice, "Subdivisions," and then he played it back. And this thing it went viral, and Rush contacted him and said, "Will you perform this for us at our induction into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame?"
Amazing.
That's a nice phone call.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to perform it with Oscar Peterson, and he actually passed away like a month before.
No.
So I never got to meet him, and it was such a crazy night and very emotional, but it was awesome.
That's one guy I wish I could have had on the show. And I was this close, but his family was managing him, and they just were, I don't know, they weren't there.
No.
And I asked B.B. King one time, who would you like to have played with? And he said Oscar Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one train that I missed. But you know what? Being asked to perform that song was amazing.
Huge,
so
huge. Good stuff. Well, listen, let's go out with one final song.
Okay.
What have we done? Four?
Three.
We did three.
Only three?
I know.
We're so chatty.
Jeez.
It's almost 2:00. Can you believe that?
God.
I know. Time with me just flies. I know.
You're just so charming, and you're just gorgeous, and
You know what? Actually, come to think of it, Dion, we could probably go another 20 minutes with you now that you've said that. We'll just cancel Gandhi's grandson for you.
Yeah. That's all. I'm okay with that.
All right. What song are we doing, kids?
Let's do Grandma's Hands.
Oh, I love that song. I do. Yeah. All right. Well, folks, taking us out of this fantastic segment where we've been highlighting Dion Taylor, oddly enough, will be Dion Taylor. And ladies and gentlemen, Dion Taylor.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday mornings. Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Baby, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in the grass." Grandma's hands soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell us. She'd say, "Baby, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Pammy, don't you whip that girl. What you want to spank her for?" She didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. When I get to heaven, when I got to heaven. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for my grandma's hands. Oh, yes, I am. On Sunday morning, grandma's hands. I play the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell us, she'd say, baby, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Putting myself in Jesus' hands. When I get to heaven, when I get to heaven, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for my grandma's hands. Ooh, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for her hands. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for her hands. If I get to heaven, I'm gonna look for my grandma's hands. Ooh, yes I am.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Well done, guys. Nice. Very well done.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good night. That is some kind of something. That's a descriptive term there, or a phrase, or whatever. Listen, I want to let you know, if you become a new Drew Marshall Show Facebook liker today, like me, please, like me, you will win a CD from today's recording artist, Dion Taylor. We will randomly pick a new page liker during today's show and then contact them for shipping details to win. You must be from Canada, eh? Well, we're going to line up another little track here from Dion's CD again. EP is called Dion Taylor, Born Free. And I want to really thank you guys. You've put me in a fantastic headspace for the rest of the show. Thank you so much. And I know this is probably one of the most overused sayings in the world, but that actually was a blessing. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thank you, Drew.